Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Why is it that God has given us commandments? Why has the devil fought even 10 of those commandments, refusing to allow them to be placed in strategic locations so that people can remember our God, the Creator, the one true living God? Why do people frown so when they hear the words commandment and obedience to God? Why is there such a resistance to the presence and power of following the words of the true and living God? Today on Intentional, I want to intentionally bring you a message today and remind you of the value of the Word of God, being obedient to His Word, and that obedience is not a harsh word. It is not the word for a tyrant to beat the people into submissiveness. It is a word that we should learn and grow by, because it changes our viewpoint of God when we understand what His intentions are for us to obey Him and follow His commandments. Let's do that today here on Intentional. I'm Dr. Faye, and welcome to the teaching today. When we look at the word obedience, many people think, oh my, there's something that I am going to have to do that I don't want to do, because parents have children to walk a certain way and to live a certain way in their home under their authority. And many people tend to think that obedience is a bad thing because it takes away someone's power. And it doesn't. When we take a look at this, and I want you to follow me today, in this word obedience, and as I was studying it out, it really is, in the Greek from the New Testament, it really means to trust. You wouldn't think that, would you, when you hear the word obedience, that it would mean to trust. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He would direct your path. He'll teach you how to walk as we learn to listen to His voice. But you know, we can't listen to Him if we don't get quiet and still enough and pause life enough to get into the flow of God and hear His voice. And that is what obedience is, learning to hear His voice and then do what He says. In James, the book of James, he said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. But it's because it's not just the hearers that are justified before God, but those that do the will of God. Those that walk it out. Doing is an action word. Walking out the word is obedience to God. Living it out in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives. I've heard many people say over the years that you must obey God's commandments. You've got to do all of His commandments. Well, that's the law. We could not obey all of His commandments. That's why we needed a Savior. It is recorded that there is over 600 plus laws in the Old Covenant. Those 10 that we see posted around, well, not so much anymore. because there are opposers or opposition. There's an opposition force, an opposing force to posting the Ten Commandments. But there are a total of 600 plus laws that Israel was given, laws concerning the fabric that they could wear, laws concerning their hair, laws concerning a man's beard, laws concerning so many things. And God knew we could not live those laws. He sent a Savior, and Jesus fulfilled the law with love, to love God with all of our heart. We couldn't even do that without Jesus coming and showing us the Father, that God so loved the world that he gave his Son to teach us how to love. How can you give away what you don't possess? So he had to teach us about love, bring himself to a place that he put love on the inside of us through himself, and so that we could feel the feeling of being loved. And once you feel the feeling of being loved, you easily give it away. So this obedience and this commandments are tied together, because you can't obey what you don't hear. You can't obey what you don't know. So as we take an intentional walk through this teaching, we want you to understand that we're not talking about the 600 plus laws of the old covenant, all of the thou shalt nots and thou shalt. We're talking about coming to a place where you begin to experience the voice of God for yourself. You begin to experience the presence of God for yourself, so that when God speaks to you, the Father speaks to you through the Holy Spirit, that you will hear your Father's voice, and a stranger's you will not follow, that you will listen closely and intentionally and attentively to the voice of the Father. How does God speak? He speaks through his word. And that's always the very first place you want to begin. So with Dr. Fay, I hear people talking to me, and I heard you say that God said this or God said that. Well, yes, of course he does. But many times, God does not always speak in a way that we think he should speak. Like I'm talking to you right now in an audible voice. Many times, he begins this journey for us to learn his voice through his word. And I always give people that is the foundation to learn the voice of God. And as you read his book, you'll find out his character. You'll find out what he thinks about situations in the Bible. And that would be his intentional response to the situations in our lives. What are you going through right now that you need to hear the voice of God on? And it is directly related to the last act of obedience that you performed in your life. And if you don't know what God is leading you to do, take a pause and go back and begin to open the book. We're about to begin a new year, and we just finished the Christmas holidays. So I'm dating this teaching, but it applies no matter what holiday it is or what time of day it is in your life. We've just finished the Christmas holidays. And holidays for me is a time to pause and be thankful, whether it's Thanksgiving or Easter or whatever it is in you that you celebrate in your family. Maybe you don't celebrate holidays at all, but surely there's a time for reflection and a holy moment in your life, right? There's a holy day. That's what I like to call holidays, holy days. There's holy time in your life, consecrated, set apart time that you take a pause and reflect on your life and where you've been and where you want to go, and get new directions, new marching orders for a believer, a born-again child of God, a woman of faith, a child of faith in the kingdom of God. I can tell you that I have many holy moments in my life because I want to get into communion with my Father and know exactly what I should be doing, the direction that he has for my life, because he has a plan for my life. He said in the book of Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts to give you a hope in a future. I want to bless you and not curse you. I want to build you up and not tear you down. So in order for me to know these things, to know that he's my shepherd and I shall not lack, I've got to go to his manual. I've got to go to the book that gives the marching orders, and that is the Black Book. I taught a series here called Open the Black Book. Go through the teachings. Find out exactly what God has for you. Open the book and find out. Because when you listen to his voice, learn to obey his voice, learn to get your marching orders, you'll begin to build this trust in his voice, building the trust in his word. That is your act of obedience, hearing God's word and acting accordingly. It means to hear, trust, and submit, and to surrender to God in his word. Let me say that again. To hear, trust, submit, and surrender. So when you hear him through his word, and then you put yourself in a position that you believe what you're reading, you begin to trust that this is God speaking directly to you. It could be a situation of ancient times where Elijah was desperate and he thought that he was the only one left, and God said, I've got 7,000 more that have not bowed the knee to Baal. He was in a place and he was hiding himself, and in the cleft of the rock, God began to feed him with ravens and begin to nurture him right where he is. That teaches us that regardless of, you can find yourself between a rock and a hard place. You can find yourself in difficult situations, but God will deliver you. Those biblical stories are empowering stories. They will revolutionize your life at a moment that you need them the most. I am encouraging people everywhere to get in the Bible again. Go get you a Bible. Read it online. Put it in the palm of your hand. Download the app. Put it on your phone so that you can read the Word of God every day and learn to obey God. It will unplug you from the drama of secular society. It will get you away from negative and fake news and plug you into a more positive, inspirational, and truly motivational space, because you'll be hearing God's voice, be led of his voice, and not be taken off in a whim. Yeah? Because Jesus said in St. John 10 and 9, the thief come not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have that more abundantly. I wrote a little ebook, actually it's a hardcover as well, a few years ago. It's called Fatal Distraction, Steal, Kill, and Destroy. That's satanic. That's Satan's mission. That's the devil's mission, to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's been running amok in our world, and it's time for us to get the reins of power back from him, because of what Jesus did on the cross. The power has been graced to us through that new covenant. So as we learn to hear the voice of God through his word, and then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, yes, yes, and yes. And how can they hear without the message being proclaimed? It says without a preacher, but preachers proclaim that the good news, and teachers explain why it's so good, right? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can we obey until we hear what God is saying? So the word of God is what will keep us in that space that we are hearing God's voice through his word, and we are being led of his spirit through his word. And so we find ourselves submitting, as I stated earlier in the book of James, how if God wants us to be doers and not hearers only. So we submit to God, resist the devil, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So as we surrender all that we are into God's capable hands, we'll never be disappointed. I know that there are many people who are afraid of God. They're afraid that if they say or do something, God's going to cut them off, or this mean God is out to destroy their lives. He's not. Why did God let bad things happen to good people? And they have all of these questions. But darlings, I'm here to tell you, Mr. and Mrs., that if you surrender your life to Jesus, you will never be disappointed in him. I said, well, I did that, Dr. Faye, once, and I tried to obey him. I just couldn't stop my stuff. I couldn't stop my drinking. I couldn't stop my chasing the women, men, or both. I couldn't stop doing what I was doing. That's because you were trying to do it in your own flesh. You went to some church and you tried to conform. You see, obedience is different than conformity. Conformity says, I want to blend in with the group. That's what religion is. It's conform. That's why we have so many different denominations. It's because people could not conform to this group, so they created another group and wanted people to conform to their way of thinking. That's not the Father Spirit. There is only one body of Christ. There is only one head. His name is still Jesus. Yes, yes, and yes. So when you go to a place and it is demanding that you conform to the way that they're thinking, that's out of alignment with God's word. It's out of alignment with being obedient to God. Choose God over conformity. Choose the word of God over blending in to fit in. Well, my mama's a Baptist, my daddy's a Baptist, grandpa was a Baptist, and nothing against Baptists. I am just making a point here, right? So everybody in my family are Baptists, and I've heard people say, well, I was born a Baptist, I'm going to die a Baptist. Well, that's conformity. Relationship with God says, Father, what is it that you want me to do? How do you want me to live out this gift of life that you have so graciously blessed me with? How do I walk out my everyday breathing, walking, talking life? How do I live it to the full, to the overflow? Nothing missing and nothing broken. You see, the Bible teaches us that He will write His laws upon the tables of our heart. Not giving to some conform religion, right? Because if it's conforming, it's deforming, right? It becomes a mixed up mess. And that's what has happened around the world because of conformity. And that's socialization, you know, coming in and you just being nice to get along with people. Those are social skills. That's not relationship with God. It's a totally different lifestyle, a totally different way of being with a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not just a clone of someone else. You're not trying to mimic another person. You're learning to be that fullness of Christ within you, because in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Yeah? Now, I don't always give the scripture references in these teachings, but I promise you, Google it. It's in there. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. We are complete in Him. And as we are complete in Him, we know with certainty that He's able to speak to us. His creation? Surely God can talk to the thing He made. I'll be back in a moment.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Hear, trust, submit, surrender. Hear, trust, submit, surrender. That's what God is calling us to do. That's obedience. What do we hear? We hear His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. They're not harsh and cruel. There were 600 plus laws. And God said, I'm not expecting you to remember to do those things. So I sent Jesus Christ to you, my son, to redeem you, to reconcile you, to make you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you hear him, and that's following God's commandments. Yes? That's why no particular preacher or teacher can say, oh, you shouldn't do that. If you're a born-again Christian, as a born-again child of God, he will tell you to put that cigarette down. And then, this is what's so great about our Father. In acts of obedience toward him, when you are willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Yes, that's what he said. When you are obedient toward him, he will teach you how to obey. He will help you get the job done. How many hands can witness that today? Amen. Let me see a show of hands. You can witness that today, that he will help you to obey. Yes. Let me tell you something. When I was working on my bachelor's many, many, many years ago, way back then, I had friends who had an appetite for cigarettes. You know, we're college kids. We're learning how to fly solo of parents in their domination and control. And so I had friends that were smoking. And so I started smoking, and they would laugh at me. They said, "Why are you? You're not really smoking. You're lighting a cigarette, but you're never finishing it." And I don't know, for some reason, it was just the thought of lighting it and trying to blend in. So, Dr. Faye, I can't believe you did that. Well, get over it. Get over it. I did. And I remember not liking the smell on me. I wanted to serve God. I wanted to just give him everything. I wanted to please God with every fiber of my being. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I remember praying, God, help me to stop this. Help me to not smoke. And I heard the voice of God tell me to fast the next day. And I did. I didn't eat, nor I didn't drink. And I went to the store during the fast to get a package of cigarettes. And when I got the pack of cigarettes, on my way back, I littered. Honestly, I littered. I opened the pack and I threw the entire pack away. And I never desired to smoke a cigarette again. It left me. It never even came back into my mind or heart. That's when I understood the power of fasting. That it gives you the strength to do in the natural what you could not have done. And we'll do a teaching on that, because a lot of people at the beginning of the year are thinking about cleansing and fasting, some for spiritual reasons and some for health reasons. But we are going to teach that, and maybe you will join us on a cleansing, fasting, detox of worldly things and get empowered with godly things, right? Isn't that good? Isn't that a good thought to be able to do that together as a social media family, or whether you're online, offline, all the time or whatever, that you can still follow along and join us on that journey? That would be beautiful. And we could receive testimonies from you about the changes that are taking place in your life and in your body. Because that too is an act of obedience, that we yield our bodies. Remember that we hear, we want to hear, yes. We want to surrender. We want to submit, we want to surrender. We want to do what God has told us to do. Hear, trust, submit, and surrender. Remember those four? We want to do what God is expecting us to do. And let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. God is not asking us to obey him just because he's on an ego trip or something. God wants us to obey him because it's good for us. If he tells us to fast, he knows what's good for us. If he tells us to pay our tithes that we should be paying, you know, 10% of everything that you have, you know, income belongs to the kingdom of God. Yeah. And if you don't have a place to tithe, you can certainly do that at the Global Church. We are an approved 501(c) here in the U.S. And definitely you can give, you can use our show page here at americaoutloud.com/Dr. Faye. I'll tell you that right now. You can always donate, and it's a tax deductible contribution here. So as you learn to obey him, you will find out that it's all good. It's all good for you. It's all good for me to hear his voice and to do what he says. Do you know God knows every trap that the devil has set for you? He already knows the plots and plans, but he also has plans for you to do good, to make you happy, to make you whole. Yes, yes, and yes. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible has a lot to say about obedience. When we look at the story of the Ten Commandments, we can see the important concepts in that story. When Moses went up and he was praying to God, talking to God, while the children of Israel were down at the mountain, they had just come across the Red Sea, and that was no light experience coming out of Egypt, was it? And they crossed the Red Sea as if they had come across the interstate on dry land. The sea became a wall round about them. I get excited every time I think about that story. And as they crossed the Red Sea, and once they got across, they looked back. Pharaoh and his armies went to do the same thing, attempted to cross the Red Sea like the children of Israel did. But it didn't work for them like it worked for God's people. There was a definite difference between Israel and Egypt. Israel was called to obey God. Egypt refused and decided to follow, to conform. Egypt, the Egyptians conformed to that way of life. And when they did, they were drowned in the sea. And some of you may think, well, why did God do that to all of those people? Well, they were trying to kill his people. God fights for his own. He blesses those who bless me and curse those who curse me. That's just the way it goes. Vengeance is his. He will repay. That's why you don't worry about people trying to attack you, come against you, saying mean things about you on social media. Forget that foolishness. God will fight for you. Don't you dare text or say anything nasty back. Let God do your battling. He can do it a lot better than you can. One thing I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is either you're fighting your battle or God's fighting your battle. Who do you want in the fight? Hey, you better get out of the way and let God do it. But his commandments are beautiful things. When he speaks to us, that's his commandment for you. When he's telling you to tithe and he's telling you, oh, you know, you shouldn't marry that guy. Nope, that's not the one. But I love him, God. No, what's love got to do with it? I want you to obey me because I know that that man is going to beat you every day. He's going to cheat on you. He may not tell you all of those things because remember, when you hear, you got to learn to trust. You got to trust that God knows what he's doing. So when he says, don't marry him, you don't have to, even if you don't hear the why, trust God that he knows the why. The dude's on his way to prison. I don't know, but he knows the why. So trust him with the why. He's your father. Don't marry that lady. She's not the one. Trust him with the why. Because he's got you covered. Somebody needed that today. You've been tossing and turning. I don't know. Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I? Shouldn't I? In that place, it's always a no. I always tell people, I have performed a few nuptials in my ministerial career, and I can tell you that it's okay to say, I changed my mind. Okay? It's okay. Somebody really needed that today. In Deuteronomy 11 and 26 and 28, it tells us that if we are obedient to God, that we will be blessed. Yes, yes, and yes. And Deuteronomy 28, and a lot of us know that scripture if you're a Bible reader, and if you're not, go and read it. It talks about the blessings that will come upon us and overtake us. These blessings, if we would hearken diligently to obey God's voice, that there are blessings that will come upon us and overtake us. He takes us through such a place that we will never want to go back when we learn to obey him. Obedience, obeying God, the voice of authority. Who's the voice of authority in your life? Who are you listening to all of the time? I know that there are teenagers that are influenced by their peers. There are professionals that are influenced by their colleagues. There are people who follow certain people online and they will do everything that that person is teaching or saying. And that's good if they're teaching God's word. God's word. And it sparks the word that's on the inside of you. Let me tell you, yes, I'm a Bible reader and I promote it and I support it for everyone. Another good reason you want to read the Bible every day, along with learning to hear the voice of God so that you can obey him, you can trust him, you can submit, you can surrender to it, is that when you hear a preacher or a teacher speaking the word of God, it will resonate with what's already on the inside of you. And those two will agree. They will touch and agree. And you will feel the spark. You will feel the transformation. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when your mind has been renewed to the word of God, you've had a shift, yes, in consciousness. You've had a change in the way that you see life. Your perception has changed and shifted. And now you can walk out your life in a very joyful and peaceful way because you're not living from a place of fear anymore, of missing God, of missing out on life, or not having enough, or not having sufficiency, because you will feel whole every day of your life because you have walked in the place of obedience, and that's in the place of the presence of God, and he will not allow your foot to slip. As Psalms 191 says, he gives his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. They hold you up in their hands, lest at any time you would stump your toe. Really what it means, dash your foot against the stone or stump your toe. He's got you covered because you have submitted to him. You're trusting him. You're hearing him. You're surrendering to him. And you're learning to love him back the way that he loves you. Isn't this a beautiful teaching today? I hear you saying amen and amen. This hearing, when you hear God, you will be inspired. You will be motivated. I'm definitely an inspirational speaker. Why? Because everything I teach is based on the Word of God. That is the most inspirational book you could ever read. This physical hearing is great. But when you hear the Word of God with your physical hearing, you also want to hear it with your spiritual hearing. Yeah? Your spiritual ears. You want to be motivated when you hear it. And so that you can rise up from that place where you have been wallowing in for far too long and come into a place where you can experience this presence of God that will revolutionize your life, your heart. Jesus calls us to obedience during his teachings here on earth as he walked the dusty trails of Jerusalem and by the Sea of Galilee and go through Samaria and all those places he traveled. History says that he didn't travel more than 100 miles in his career here on earth, his time spent in the body. But regardless of what distance he traveled in the natural, Acts 10 and 38 did tell us that God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Though he were a son, the Bible says, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And St. John 14 and 15, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you're a child of God, he said, you should show that you're a child of God by keeping my commandments, by doing what I've asked you to do. Open the book. First thing, open the book, pray the book, pray the words in the Bible, speak them out of your mouth, not speaking them out so God can hear them. Speak them out so that your faith can be built up. And as you build up your faith, you will find yourself walking in a supernatural power, speaking things out of your mouth and causing your world to change. Because whatever you think about and speak about, you bring about. Yes, yes, and yes. And you're manifesting this as an artist would, a Leonardo da Vinci or a Michelangelo. And you begin to paint your day. You begin to paint your tomorrow through the thoughts that you're thinking today. Amen. Learn to do these things, ladies and gentlemen. It works. Obeying God also is an act of our worship. We're acknowledging that we have a supreme being in our lives. We're acknowledging that we're not flying solo, that we are in a great company. Not only are we, there's a great company of other believers, unlike what Elijah thought, oh, I'm the only one serving the Lord here. No, I'm not the only one, thank God, for the body of Christ. But there are millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions others who have not surrendered to the devil, who are saying, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to press in, press past these obstacles, press past these circumstances, press past all of these terrible nightmares that I've been having, press past all of these things that are going on in my marriage, press past this child that's on drugs and this thing that I'm experiencing, this lust or this pornography, this whatever it is, this addiction. I'm going to press past this, and I'm just going to do what this lady is saying here today and cry out to God for help. You may not be an articulate prayer warrior, but I'm here to tell you, simple words like help me God will work. Use your own language. Just cry out to him, and he will meet you at the point of your need. And when you cry out to God, he will answer you. It may not be in an audible voice. There may be in a still small voice, or what I like to say sometimes, a knowing in your knower. The Bible calls it an unction from the Holy One that we can know all things. A knowing in your knower. You just know that you know that you know that you know for sure that this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to say. This is how you're supposed to do a certain thing. Have you ever awakened with a thought in the middle of the night? Yeah, to do something, to write a book, and you were in, you just knew that that was the answer. We've been called to obedience. We've been called to surrender. We don't have to answer the call. You do know that. God doesn't force us into answering the call. What he does do is to give us access. Somebody say access. That's it. He gives us access to obey. He gives us access to yielding to him. He empowers us to do so. He's given us tools, yes, to live by. So we read the Bible every day. I encourage people, read 3 chapters a day and then have your favorite go-to chapter. Mine is Psalms 91. Everybody who knows me say, yep. I mean, just about everybody who knows me would say Psalms 91 every day, every day. You should adopt one. Every day, no matter what else is going on in your world, you read that one verse or that one chapter, whatever it is for you. Even if you start out with 3 verses a day, one verse, we'll take one verse. So where do I start? Go to the St. John, go to the book of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, go to the Psalms. I have found so much comfort in reading the Psalms because David was a man who went through a lot of stuff. And the Psalms, and he wrote the majority of the Psalms. He did not write all of them. But in the Psalms, you will find so much comfort, so much. I mean, you know, some days he was just saying, God, why me? Help me, Lord. And then, Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. So start someplace. Start someplace where it's easy for you. It's okay. And then build from that. Don't feel bad because you can't read a whole book in the Bible every day or even every month or even a chapter a day. Just start where you are. Remember, we're not trying to get you to conform. We're informing you so that you can learn to be in obedience to Him. There is a big difference. Maybe I'll get an article over the difference between obedience and conformity, because it helps people to understand exactly which one you are. And most people, sadly, are conformists. Is that? Yeah. They're conforming rather than obeying God. And we are in a time, ladies and gentlemen, we need every person we know to learn to hear the voice of God and to obey Him. Democrats, Republicans, left, right, independents, everybody get on your knees and pray and learn to hear the voice of God. And surrender all that we are into His capable hands. We can trust the one who brought us to the party. We can trust the one who brought us. Yeah. We can trust Him because He knows how He made us. He knows exactly what's going on in your head right now. Yeah, He sees that. He knows exactly what your tomorrows will be like. So He gets you to a place where you can obey Him today. And remember that your thinking and your speaking becomes your life. So you begin to paint it upon the canvas of your life for your future. You want decisions that are God-based, not man-based, not out of your flesh. You know how many people have gotten married and based on feelings, based on a whim, you know, really? Based on something that's totally anti-Christ, anti-God, and they get in that marriage and they're saying, God, please get me out. Please help me. You see, God rewards obedience. Over and over again, He tells us throughout the Bible that He will bless us. When we bring our tithes in Malachi 3:8, it says, will a man rob God? He said, you've robbed me in your tithes and offerings. He said, wherein have we robbed you? You robbed me in tithes and offerings. He said, bring your tithes into my storehouse that there can be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. He said, if we would hearken and obey, listen and obey His voice, that He would bless us in the city, bless us in the field in Deuteronomy 28. He's blessed us going in. He's blessed us coming out. He's blessed us in every way possible if we would just do what He's asking us to do. So why not seek to obey Him? Seek to know His commandments for our lives. What is He commanding? What is the authority, the Lord of our lives, directing me to do today? I seek Him intentionally about what to bring to you. What message? What's the message for this audience? Because it's important to Him. It's important to me. It's important to you. You spend your time to listen. I should serve you well by the Spirit of God to give you something to live by, to give you something that you can refer to share across social media, to give you something that will help you get out of that sticky place that you're in today, to lead and live a life of fulfillment of His joy and of His peace. Yes, yes, and yes. This love that God has for us, it is magnified in our obedience to Him. That's the only way I can say that. When we obey Him, we start experiencing the love that we never experienced before. And what I've discovered is the more you experience this love, you're not missing being loved anymore. Regardless of who left your life, that ex, that person, whoever it is that left your life, maybe it's a family member who doesn't speak to you anymore. You've had a child you haven't seen or heard from in 20 years. You'll start feeling fulfilled with the love of God working in your life. Isn't that beautiful? I promise you, you will have that experience when you learn to obey God. In 1 John 5, 2 and verse 2 and 3, he says, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. This is the love of God. This is God's love being demonstrated, that we can keep his commandments. That's his way of protecting us from the things that would try to hurt or harm us or destroy our lives. That is God's love. Oh man, can you just pause and think about that? God's love in action is my obeying him. Wow. You have to digest that one, right? My obeying him is God's love in action. It's not, oh, I got to obey God or he's going to destroy me. No, it's God's love saying, you are that important to me, that I want to keep you in alignment with me. Hey, yeah. You think about that. God's word to us is to keep us in alignment with him so that the devil can't get an advantage over us. He's not asking you to fast because he just wants to see you suffer. He's not asking you to pay their tithes so that you can be broke. No, he just said, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Yeah. And Luke 6 and 38, he says, give and it's given unto us in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, he'll cause men to give unto our bosom. He'll show us favor, and favor, honey. He'll give us so much favor, we will be intoxicated with the grace of God upon our lives because we have chosen to come into alignment with him. And as we do that, as I stated, you'll begin to trust him, you'll submit, and you'll surrender your lives to him. And it's a beautiful thing. It is an absolute wonderful thing. Doing what God has commanded us to do, commanded us to love one another. Just as you heard from the beginning, he said in 1 John, 2 John, those books, 2 John and verse 6, he said, this is the commandment that he gave from the beginning, that we should love one another. And you know, we cannot love until we experience love. I said it again, I said it before, and I say it now. We cannot love until we experience love. You're busy looking for someone to love you. You're touching on every dating site, trying to get somebody to love you. Do you love me, honey? Do you love me, honey? Am I the one for you? You're looking and you're searching so diligently all over Facebook. You click, click, click in the mouse. Is she the one? You're wasting a lot of time, darlings. Let me tell you why. So we're not going to say, my cousin found a man on the internet. Listen, you turn to God and he knows how to connect you, to click you with whomever he has designed for you. You're spending far too much time looking for love when love is present now. Hey, come on, church, say amen. Love is present now and ready to pour himself into you to the full, to the overflow. The moment you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, you have opened the door for love to the overflow to make an appearance in your life. And he knows how to connect you with anybody, anytime he wants to, because he knows that you don't know how. You are looking for love in all the wrong places. But when you turn to him and begin to surrender to him and hear his voice and start living this life that you think all those religious people are a bunch of nuts. Well, the ones you know, maybe. But those relational people are not so nutty. We may come across that in a secular mindset, but I'm here to tell you that our God is God. Yes, indeed, He is. And He is the one who created this world. He is the one who created humanity. He is the one who gave you things that you did not even deserve. You did not deserve that company that's making mega millions. You didn't deserve that. You did not deserve that at all. You did not deserve that home. You did not deserve this or that. You deserve the penalty of sin. But He loved us so much. And He loves His creation so much that even though you haven't been serving Him, He has still been merciful to your unrighteousness, as He was merciful to my unrighteousness, until I discovered that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and love to walk in that place, love to give myself to Him, love to pray for you. It's a joy and a privilege to come here every Sunday and teach this gospel of Jesus Christ, to take the love of God to the nations, bringing healing and deliverance using media and communication by any means necessary to change the world. That's why we're here. And we're here today to teach you about obedience, learning that obedience is better than sacrifice. What does that even mean? I wanted to read that to you today anyway, because we read it in the church so long. And it was in 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22. It says, "And Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in," let me start over reading that. "And Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than a fat of rams." God said, "You know what? I don't want what you're bringing as much as I want you." Hello? Amen, church? The Message Bible reads it this way, or the Message. It says, "So it's you who are in charge of keeping the entire commandment that I command you today, so that you'll have the strength to invade and possess the land that you are crossing the river." Actually, that's a different verse. This is Deuteronomy 11, 8, and 9, but I want to read it anyway. "So it's you who are in charge of keeping the entire commandment that I command you today, so that you'll have the strength to invade and possess the land, and that you are crossing the river to make your own. Your obedience will give you a long life on the soil that God promised to give your ancestors and their children, a land flowing with milk and honey." You see that? The blessings of obedience. When you do what God has called you to do, that He begins to transform your life in such a way. Oh my God, I'm thinking about that. That He opens doors for you. He begins to move mountains out of your life. He begins to change the dynamics of your earth atmosphere. The world around you begins to shift. Things begin to look different. You begin to see life through His lenses, because now you are hearing a different sound. No longer the sound of heartbreak and disappointment, but you hear the sound of hope and love, grace, and mercy. From the Message, 1 Samuel 15 and 22 reads this way. "Then Samuel said, do you think all God wants are sacrifices? Empty rituals?" See, rituals come from conformity, right? "Empty rituals just for show?" He wants you to listen to Him. Playing listening is the thing. Not staging a lavish religious production. Not doing what God tells you is far worse than fooling around in the occult. Oh, my goodness, that's powerful. Not doing what God tells you is far worse than fooling around in the occult. Getting self-important around God is far worse than making deals with your dead ancestors. Punch, isn't it? Because you said no to God's command, He says no to your kingship while losing authority, losing presence with him, losing your footing in the earth because you said no to God. So I never said no. Well, maybe you did. When you didn't do what he said, you were saying no. When you didn't read your Bible, when you didn't pray, when you didn't fast, when you didn't surrender, when you didn't give the tithes, when you didn't do what he called you to do, that was a no. It was a loud no. When you call your child to you and they don't respond, they go and do something else, that was a no. And how does that make you feel? Yeah, even your adult child who didn't return your call, how does that make you feel? Your adult child won't do what you're suggesting, yeah? Won't follow any wisdom. How does that make you feel? And you think about the way you feel, then magnify that with the way God feels when you're not doing what he called you to do. Read your Bible, pray, surrender to him, follow the commandments he's written upon your heart. Do what he's asking you to do and be learn to do that by reading the word. You'll learn obedience and you'll learn to follow his commandments just by reading his book. I've got so much more to say about this, but our time is about up today. It is always a privilege and an honor to bring the word of God to you right here on Intentional, that you can hear us every Sunday at 7:11 and 7. We're the 7:11 talk show host right here, bringing 7:11 on Sundays, bringing a message of hope, inspiration to bring you into a place. That's my heart's desire, ladies and gentlemen, to help you move along, navigate through this place called life so you won't feel so foggy all of the time, that you will feel a peace for this moment, that you took a pause and listened to Intentional. I want to pray for you today, all over the world, wherever you are listening from, or whether you're listening in iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever, as you share this across social media, because you're important to God, you're important to us here. Father, we thank you for every listener. We thank you, Lord God, that they came here at the right time, they're in the right place. We pray for the presence of God to just fill them to the full, to the overflow. Let your love and your presence just hug them. Hug them right where they are. Let them know that you've not forgotten them and you will never forsake them. And for those who don't know you, convict them of sin, that they will cry out, Jesus, save me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me and make me whole. In Jesus' name. Thanks again for being here. Thanks so much for being a part of the message by listening and sharing. You're important to us. Let us hear from you. You can email me at support@drfaye.com. You can give at americaoutloud.com/drfaye. We're so happy to hear from you and to respond with prayer. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye, and you've been listening to Intentional.